Talking today with Mike Schulte, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, 2014 is pretty well done now for the wheat industry, obviously, as we work on crop years. It wrapped up middle of the year, but it was a year that we just don't really want to even talk about, is it?
2014 will go down in history as one of the worst years in wheat production for Oklahoma producers, the worst wheat crop on record since 1957. And I think all in all, we just want to put this year behind us. We're hopeful that this coming year is going to be much better for 2015. Producers have the crop in the ground. Planting season went relatively easy. We've had the right amount of rains at the right times. Root development is great with this crop. It's tillering very nicely. Stands everywhere look really good, and I'd say probably in the western part of the state and far panhandle regions, things probably look as good as they have looked in the last 5 years. So we are optimistic.
And that, this is the time of year last year, and I know there's some folks kind of nervous because about this time last year, the rain stopped. We had a pretty decent-looking crop last year at this time, but it went south very, very quickly with lack of moisture all the way out to April.
Well, last year we got rains right at planting time, and it brought the crop up, but we just didn't have really good sub-moisture. And then when it did turn off dry and we didn't receive any rain from this point until harvest, it just had an impact overall statewide. And we also have to remember, though, in the far southwest regions and western and panhandle regions, those areas were still in extreme drought, and really they just didn't have any rain even at planting time. And in a lot of instances, from planting to harvest, there were some areas that received less than a quarter of an inch of rain from that time. So I think producers are cautious still in those regions because they want to make sure that the sub-moisture is there. But we're hopeful that maybe with the rains that we have received and the sub-moisture in a better situation than what it was at this time last year, we're hopeful that maybe 2015 will be a much better year.
Just a little bit of rain during the winter months will help a whole lot.
Yes, and in fact, with the rains that we've received just over the past couple of weeks over the state, I think this buys us time until the end of February. And then if we could, get into the end of February and then receive moisture through March and April, hopefully that will give us much better prospects than what we had last year.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the things going on in the industry right now. One thing that was pretty fascinating, the Wheat Improvement Team, one of those of the Oklahoma State University side of things, was one of the groups that responded to an interesting blog that was out there that was accusing farmers of dousing wheat with glyphosate, with Roundup. And I know that this is an issue of these type of production practices, these kind of claims by folks that don't grow wheat, that really don't know much about growing wheat. They're very troublesome.
The way the claims were made by the Healthy Home Economist in her blog, Sarah, saying that wheat was toxic because of the use of glyphosate with drying wheat down before harvest, when you look at the facts that she was making claims to, there was just really a lot of untruths in her writing. The research just wasn't done very well. In some instances, that is done in the northern states to bring the moisture levels down for wheat before harvest, maybe in the hard red spring wheats. Here in Oklahoma, hard red winter wheat belt, it's a practice that just really is not used at all. One of it is the cost that is associated with it for farmers per acre. It just would really impact their bottom line, and so it wouldn't be beneficial for them to do that. And, just looking at some of the other claims made about how it reacts to the plant and then how it is passed through the food chain and can create gluten intolerances, I think there's just a lot of myths about it.
Let's talk a little bit about where we are with U.S. wheat and working, with some of our international customers. As we look into the new year, it does look like there's a good bit of wheat around the world, and I know that's a challenge for us as we try to work with customers and try to position our wheat, which in a lot of cases is priced a little more a little higher than some of our competitors.
That is correct. I think that it is going to be a challenging year with regards to marketing our stocks in some of these places. We certainly did have a crop abundance in all other regions of the world. Just because we didn't have that here in Oklahoma, it has been a little bit unfortunate for us on the price end of things for our producers. If you do look back in trends, though, over the last 10 years with regards to the wheat market and with Russia and the Ukraine's entry into the global wheat market, you can see some facts and statistics that show that every third or fourth year that they have drought situations, and it does look like that they might be setting themselves up for that this coming year. And based off what we've seen, when that does happen, it does allow our price to rally here in the United States. And so I think we're going to have to wait and see, you know, just what's going to be happening in that region of the world. But no doubt, if they are in a drought situation, that could have a positive impact for producers here as far as price. One of the things that I think we do have to be concerned about, though, is that we have an abundance of corn here in the United States right now with our supplies, and with the corn price being lower, we could see some of these corn acres in the northern states go back to wheat acres, and so we could still have a lot of wheat in the marketplace come this time next year.
Overall, attitude. In other words, it's got to be better right now than it has been probably any time, you know, since springtime.
Well, yes, I think that, you know, farmers are always optimistic or have to be optimistic to be in the agricultural business. And, you know, I think when maybe wheat's failing, they look at other opportunities for other crops maybe to be working. And I think that we also had great potential with some of our summer crops this past year, especially in the northern regions of the state. But overall, I think that because of the moisture that we have received and the way that the plantings are going right now, that the optimism is much better than what it was at this time last year.